This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, as always, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Still to come here, we'll try to fit as much of this as possible in. We've got Salvia. It is being banned. We'll explain what that's all about. Also, sex, teens, and lying. How do the all three go together? Well, they tend to. But first, I was just surfing around during the news break, and I found something totally unrelated.
Breaking news?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all. From the Toronto Star, thestar.com. Most men apparently hate to shop, especially for clothes.
Really? That's a surprise.
Even male designers have pared down their own dressing routines to avoid the dreaded task, but it's not guys' fault. Honestly, it's all in their genes. The reason, apparently, there's a reason why men's clothing is on the main floor of your local department store, presuming you have two floor department stores. We don't here in
Florida. Oh, yeah,
Florida.
They oh, yeah,
in Florida?
Do. Sure.
I've never seen a two-story
department
store.
That's because you don't go in department stores because you don't like to shop for clothes. Absolutely. There are two-store departments.
Wow.
Two-story department stores in several of the malls here.
Okay. I knew they have them up north. I've seen them up north. I've noticed them up north. Anyway, put an escalator between him and the torture of trying on an itchy, too-tight wool suit, and he'll turn on his worn-down heels. For the average male, the list of excuses he'll use to avoid shopping, particularly for clothing, is long. He's bored. He feels suffocated in crowded malls, overwhelmed by the mesmerizing choice, and the overpriced merchandise makes him feel poor and inadequate.
Mesmerizing choices, really. That's how I feel.
No, are you being facetious?
No, I do.
Really?
Look at all these shirts. I got to leave.
Now, I would think, I was going to get into it a little bit and then address you, but I kind of consider you a bit of a metro, Mark. You're somebody that's really concerned with his appearance. Now, you should be. You do sales for a living, so you're always presenting things to clients, and you're in front of people, business people.
Well, first, I'd like to say I don't like the term metrosexual.
Why? Because it has the word sexual in it?
Yeah, like it's somehow metrosexual is it's halfway between a heterosexual and a gay guy.
Yeah.
And a homosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's okay. And you know, that's not how I feel. There's a few terms for...
It may not be how you feel, but it's how you look with your little buffer. And by the way, for anybody that doesn't know, Mark sits in here with a nail buffer. Not just one nail buffer, but he has a bit of a collection of nail buffers. He has...
Well, you have to have... There's different things that you need to buff your...
Right? And you know all about this. I'm sure the average guy buffs his nails, right? The Dead Sea Spa Care. This is a lifetime warranty buffer, this one here. This was really expensive. Then you've got your Revlon, kind of the multi-step buffer. In fact, you happen to have two of those. There's this funny little thing you're actually pressing on your nail as we speak. What's that thing called? It's a stick.
It's a stick. You use it to push your cuticles back.
Why would you do that?
Well, so that your nail looks more presentable.
And you're not a metro.
I don't know what a metro is.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. So back to men and shopping. He feels alternately ignored and swarmed by the sales staff. He hates the cramped changing rooms, blinding lights, and loud music. He's paranoid that clerks are coaxing him into ridiculous fashion trends with false flattery. Oh, yeah, that looks great on you. I don't know if it's that they're coaxing you into a fashion trend, more so they're coaxing themselves a commission.
Right. Well, I would imagine that everything that they have in the store is probably a safe bet as far as fashion goes, if they steer you towards the right rack, at the very least, for your demographic. So, yeah, you know.
You mean it's in. Whatever's in the store is in fashion, basically?
Right. I mean, you know, if you're 70, salmon sport coats are always going to be in.
Okay. Well, apparently it stings when a well-meaning tailor draws attention to his physical shortcomings as well. No wonder he's running scared. Certainly, women face the same obstacles, yet generally speaking, they continue to approach the activity as though it was a form of recreation. This is where the sexes part. One, shopaholic, the other, shopaphobe. And because the stakes are so large, the way that we shop, our patterns and attitudes are things to be studied. For example, shoppers don't like stores that are too tidy because it discourages them from rummaging, you know, and putting something back maybe in the wrong place. Mirrors extend the stay of a prospective buyer because they slow down shoppers who can't resist the temptation to look at themselves. After all, people do love themselves. And so apparently we know teen girls buy more when they shop because they're in packs, therefore because of peer pressure. We know that women hate narrow aisles because they don't like the feeling of someone brushing up against them. These are all things that have been studied about shoppers and their preferences. And we know boys hang out at the malls just to check out the girls.
Really?
But men, they're another story.
Yeah, how do you get them in the mall?
Gay men like to shop. So do metrosexuals. Oh, but regular Joes, not so much. Gio Rana, the 50-something owner of Gio Rana's really, really nice restaurant, is married with children. Great name for a restaurant. Fashionably speaking, he has a rather different image of himself from his actual presentation. He dresses very casually and shops infrequently. But in his heart, he would love to wear elegant suits and generally present a more refined image. He says, quote, "I get paralyzed by the choices out there, and I overthink it, and then I don't do anything."
That does happen to me.
"I love the whole Robert Palmer look, the great tie and jacket, a good haircut, classic and cool clothes, and nothing flashy. But alas, the restaurateur, feeling time-crunched and grease-splattered, throws on his trusty t-shirts and jeans for yet another day."
Mm.
"Casual clothing is purchased cheaply and worn to oblivion." Especially by guys. I mean, I'll wear jeans. There's holes in them, and it doesn't. I don't care.
Well, I like my jeans with holes in them. It makes me feel better about the jeans.
And it means you've had them for a long time. You've really gotten good value out of them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
"It's easy for men to avoid shopping when they're torn and even when they're torn and tattered, and not in a good way. Socks and underwear are purchased in bulk. Many pairs in black. Work shirts can be purchased online or in bulk. Mostly they're white, some light blue, and a few subtle stripes. Suits are purchased one or two at a time, spring and fall. Men are speed shoppers, efficient purchasing machines. They narrow their needs down to the essentials, creating wardrobes that require very little thought and require only periodic replenishment."
I do agree with that, and I think that the way to go on suits is get the expensive one, because you get a nice suit and a timeless one. Don't get the one with the crazy collars or anything like that. Get a timeless suit, and that thing is going to last for a very long time, especially if it's tailored for you. I personally, off the rack 40R, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Even fashion and design conscious men have been known to keep it simple by just replicating their signature look. Anyway, it goes on and talks more about fashion and men's inability to shop. I just wanted to sort of, you know, talk about shopping, because it's something that we all do. All of us. I mean, eventually, even when we hate to do it, eventually we have to go out and shop. Now, I am not somebody at all who likes to shop for clothes. I'm exactly like this article suggests. I don't like to go shop for clothes. I like keeping clothes for a long time. I just pull them off the rack, put something on that looks like it contrasts, and that's it. I'm done.
I would have never guessed that about you.
Yeah. That's if I wear clothes at all.
Yeah, well, you might. And half the shows we do, you don't have a shirt on.
But I love to shop for groceries. Is that unusual? Is that unusual for a man?
I don't know.
Does that make me a little metro?
No, I don't think so.
Grocery shopping?
I mean, I would prefer to avoid the grocery store if I possibly could, but I would rather go shopping for a shirt than I would for food.
I'm not over... Really? Why?
Why would I rather go shop for a shirt than for food?
Because food is more of an obligation. You have to go and do it. Is that why?
Yeah. I just don't like the idea of even preparing food for myself. Yeah.
I don't like preparing food. That takes time. But I do enjoy going and seeing what's on sale. And I love going into a store and just sort of walking through the aisles and seeing what sale items there are and if I want to buy them. Because I like a good buy one, get one.
I like produce. I do like to go through the produce section.
Ah.
I'm not saying I buy all the produce I see or anything like that, but I do like to look at it.
Oh, no. I certainly don't go crazy when I'm in the store. But the choices don't overwhelm me. And there are a lot of choices in any old grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm actually sort of excited by it.
All the choices?
Not in that way. But yeah, I think it's awesome that I consider a grocery store just a wonderful miracle of the marketplace. You know, the idea that...
It is amazing that all those products can get together in one spot.
How many thousands of different products does one store have in its inventory?
I don't know, but every time I go, I buy a can of Manwich.
I feel so in awe of the entire shopping experience. And if you want to share with us, if you're a guy that likes to shop for clothes... We want to hear from you as to why and how much time do you... Are you a guy with a big wardrobe with lots of selection? Do you spend a lot of time on this? Do you exist? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. The broadband version of the show, as well as the dial-up version. Two sizes should fit pretty much everybody with an internet connection. Totally free, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to actually start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. By the way, just a quick update on the First 1000 Pledge. We've now reached 300 of 1,000 signers, which it's not quite a third, but we're getting there. And that means we've got 7 months left in the year because the First 1000 Pledge expires. The sign-up period expires at the end of this year. So we got a full 7 months to get about 700 more signers. We've got 100. That's like 25 a week, basically, is what we got to do. So it's doable. But we got to pick up the pace. So if you haven't signed yet, go to freestateproject.org and give it some serious consideration. We did have Drew on the line, wanted to talk about shopping, but he bailed out. So Drew, give us a call back, man. 800-259-9231. You got to have patience, you know? We got to get through the spots, pay the bills, and all that other stuff. So if you want to talk shopping, we can do that. Or we can talk about sex or drugs. Mark, which one should we go to?
Oh, go with the sex one.
All right. This one from Yahoo News and Reuters. Teenagers who take pledges to remain virgins until marriage are likely to deny having taken the pledge if they later become sexually active. Conversely, those who were sexually active before taking the pledge to not have sex before marriage frequently deny their sexual history, according to new study findings. They imply that virginity pledgers often provide unreliable data, making assessment of abstinence-based sex education programs completely unreliable.
I wouldn't say completely, but okay.
In addition, these teens may also underestimate their risk of exposure to sexually transmitted diseases. According to the study author from Harvard, quote, teenagers do not report their past sexual activity accurately, with virginity pledgers giving more inaccurate reports of their past sexual activity. Isn't that interesting? They're just being dishonest.
Well, they if they believe that they've been had their virginity restored to them, then
are you taking a restoration when you're taking the pledge to not have sex? I think the restoration is a whole different process.
Well, I would imagine they probably get that at the same time. You know, for those of you who've had sex, here's your opportunity. To have your virginity back.
Which is just the silliest thing.
I don't... What is virginity anyway?
It's a physical thing.
It's not a physical thing.
No?
What happened to you?
For women.
No,
I guess.
Sorry.
No?
I mean, there is a hymen.
Right.
But if you hang out and if a woman doesn't have sex until she's 30, do you think she still has her hymen?
Probably not, especially if she's been horseback riding.
I mean, that's... yes, that certainly doesn't help. But, yeah. You know, plenty of sports players.
You're right. It is more of a state of mind, isn't it?
Yes. Virginity is more of a state of mind, and it's just, I wouldn't get all hung up on that.
Well, people do get hung up on it, and consequently, rather than rely on self-reports, quote, studies of virginity pledges must focus on outcomes where we know we can get good information, such as medical STD tests, she said. Previous research shows that survey respondents tend to answer questions about sexual activity according to their current beliefs, particularly if their current attitudes conflict with their past behaviors. Survey respondents may also underreport or overreport their health risk behavior. They evaluated retractions of virginity pledges and reports of sexual histories among a nationally representative sample of 7th through 12th grade students. Let's see, this was done back in apparently the mid-90s. The initial survey, about 13% of adolescents reported they had taken a pledge of virginity. Just 1 year later, however, more than half of this group, the 13%, said they had never taken such a pledge.
Well, you wouldn't want to say that you had taken the pledge and then just decided to forego it. I mean, who would want to say that about themselves?
Right. It's just a little...
I can't be trusted.
Right. Basically, that's what it is. They're intellectually dishonest. And we're going to the phones. If you want to talk about this, 800-259-9231, but it is about your call. So let's talk to Gregory in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Gregory.
Go, Ian. Get your nails done. Get your hair did. I'm a metrosexual. I heard you guys talking about it. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
what do you want to know?
What makes you a metrosexual?
Well, first of all, I get a manicure every week.
Wow.
I get my hair highlighted, the tips.
How about the bikini
tight
wax?
Jeans. I wear tight jeans with flared ends.
Did you hear the question from Mark? He had a question for you. Mark,
go ahead,
bikini
Mark.
Wax? Brazilian wax?
I do not get a wax. I do shave my, can I say gonads?
You can say your area. That would be fine.
Okay. I shave my area, causing all kinds of hysteria. I shave everything. I shave everything. I keep it
right.
Completely groomed.
I'm a fan of shaving. I like the shaving.
Oh, you do?
Now, what do you think? Now, do you think Mark here claims he's not a metrosexual? Now, as somebody who's a self-avowed metrosexual, Gregory, I mean, we've already gone over the fact that he's sitting here with three...
Yeah, well, he has a girlfriend, doesn't he?
No, he has a wife.
Oh, well, that's why he's not a metrosexual.
Wait, you can't be a... Wait. If you're married, you can't be a metrosexual?
You gotta be gay to be a metrosexual.
No. No, you don't.
Yeah,
that's not
true. Yeah,
the
same thing as homosexual. It just means you're more urban.
Wait a minute. From what I understand about metrosexual, it means that it's a guy that really takes care of his appearance because he's specifically looking to attract women.
That's the technical meaning, Ian, but behind that is a fag.
Thanks for the call, Gregory. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. What do you have to say to that, Mark?
That's why I don't like the word metrosexual. Because guys like that.
Oh, my goodness. 1-800-259-9231.
I am deeply offended by that call. I just want you to know. Deeply, deeply offended.
Okay, back to teens and their lying ways about sex. In addition, more than 1 in 10 students who reported being sexually active in 1995... said they were virgins in 1996. So they just changed it as the wind blows. They change their mind about how they feel about sex, and then they just lie about their past, or don't honor their pledge that they made in the past for the future. So it's all basically worthless when it comes to I just think in general when it comes to surveying teens, you're wasting your time. Because I remember when I was in high school and they would give us those anonymous surveys, they would pass out the little Scantron in class and they'd give you whatever it was about. Usually it was about drug use and that sort of thing. And so they'd ask all kinds of questions, and I know that myself and my friends would frequently just answer incorrectly. We would just...
Any old thing.
Yeah, put whatever we wanted on there. I mean, it's anonymous, so who cares, right?
Just make a little... draw little pictures with the dots, whatever.
Yeah, well, we never did that, but I mean, we just would answer however we wanted, mm-hmm. So therefore, the statistics when it comes to teen surveys, I think, are questionable at best. But, of course, this does bring up the whole abstinence issue, and that is an issue that's, I guess, the government considers important because they're funding abstinence programs in high schools to the tune of millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. And now this study is showing essentially that even the studies that they're doing asking the kids if these abstinence programs are effective aren't effective because we can't get honest answers out of them. So, really, we've seen evidence that the abstinence programs aren't working at all, but at best, it's questionable. You know, is all this money really necessary to spend? Should we be telling our kids that abstinence is the best option and leaving out? Because the abstinence programs leave out contraceptive information. They just leave it out. They don't even talk about it. They act as though it doesn't even exist.
Well, you don't need it if you're abstinent.
1-800-259-9231. The problem is the kids aren't abstinent. They have desires and urges like anybody else. And then when they actually get into the opportunity of having sex, they don't know what they're doing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find the listener map. We've got a map of over 1,300 of our listeners that have taken the time to plot themselves on it from around the world. You can go see what I mean by going to map.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. map.freetalklive.com. So you bring up whatever you want. Otherwise, we're going to talk about Salvia. Now, this is a drug that most people in the general public probably haven't heard of. However, there's a bit of controversy surrounding it now as more and more states in the U.S. are deciding to outlaw it. And I say it's a drug, it's a plant. And lots of plants have chemicals in them, like marijuana has tetrahydrocannabinol and a few other chemicals in it. And so there's drugs in the plant, but it's a naturally growing plant that, if you believe in God, was put here by him.
I'm not even sure that I like the idea of the chemicals in the plants being called drugs.
Really?
I mean, a drug, sort of, I mean, if you think about it, a drug's something that man made. But we put it together.
That's not true. That's like a lab-created drug. That's a pharmaceutical would be a man-made drug. But drugs, I think, you can check the definition, but I'm pretty sure the definition of a drug is anything that alters the chemistry in one's body.
I'm going to do that.
So if you have a chemical that you're taking, whether it's natural or man-created, because many of the men-created drugs are simply synthesized versions of naturally occurring chemicals or combinations thereof. So
you're right.
But what is the definition?
Chemical substance such as narcotic or hallucinogen that affects a central nervous system causing... that's the central nervous system. Another one is basically a substance used as diagnosis, treatment, prevention of a disease as a component of medication. So
right, and the way it prevents or treats diseases is by changing the chemical makeup of your body. Well, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, Salvia is under attack. It's a member of the mint family, actually, and it's related to the flowering sages enjoyed by gardeners. Salvia divinorum is a southern Mexican herb. Oh, that's why it's under attack, because it comes from Mexico. And when smoked...
Well, it's here in the country illegally anyway, so...
No, actually, it's fully legal to grow in most of the states so far. When smoked properly, can induce a psychedelic experience, something akin to an express acid trip. It comes on like a fast-forward freight train. Within a few seconds of inhaling the smoke, a full-blown psychedelic experience is underway. And within 5 minutes, it's all over.
Hmm.
And as a legal product under federal law, it's sold in thousands of retail outlets in the United States, as well as being easily available over the internet. Hailing from the state of Oaxaca, Salvia has been used as a sacred plant for generations by the Indians of the remote Sierra Mazateca. For Aztec shaman healers, Salvia produces a state of divine inebriation. It's used in ceremonial settings when healers feel they need to dive deep into the spirit world to cure their patients. So this is a time-honored tradition amongst many Indian tribes, basically.
I can't imagine what getting high does for you fixing somebody's illness, but okay.
Well, it's the old Indian ways, you know. It doesn't mean it makes any sense. It's just what they do. But momentum to ban the herb in the United States is building, largely driven by the suicide of a 17-year-old Delaware youth who experimented with it. Salvia has been banned in two states this year, and in at least three more, legislation to make its possession or sale a crime is pending. Previously, the herb has been banned in Louisiana and Missouri. This year, Delaware and Tennessee have already outlawed it, and then Alaska, New Jersey, and Texas are looking at creating laws about this. Renewed interest in banning salvia came after the death of Brian Chidester, the Delaware youth, who committed suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning in January. His parents describe him as a happy, normal teenager who believed the plant couldn't hurt him if it was legal. Oops! Wait a minute. Do people really think this way? Is this what the law has done to us? Has the law really mind-warped us into believing that if the law doesn't address something, it must be okay?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Is bleach legal?
Yes.
Will it kill you if you drink it?
Let's find out.
I don't know. I don't know if it will, but it can't be good for you. Is liquid Drano legal?
Yes.
I'll bet you that kills you.
Probably.
Right. It's not a good idea to try it anyway.
Right, and there's no law saying that you shouldn't drink liquid Drano.
No, there isn't.
It's just common. I mean, it's just sensible. Just to know these, just to understand these things. When you put something in your body, something might happen. Something detrimental or horrible. And you should be careful and research everything that you decide to imbibe.
Is there a law against taking 60 aspirin?
No, there's not.
Well, are you telling me that if you don't take 60 aspirin, then you probably get an ulcer?
You probably won't wake up if you take 60 aspirin.
You think so? I don't think it'll kill you?
It's possible.
It wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah, you might end up in the hospital for sure.
I mean, really, do we need laws and another one?
No, we don't.
At this point, we've been okay from salvia, the salvia monster that's sweeping
right.
the nation. I've been all right. I don't think I really need another law here.
Well, this is what the law has done to us, though, Mark. The fact that we have so many laws and that there's this attitude of this mystical aura around the law that, ooh, the law is how we should live our lives by. We should do everything that the law says, and the law is good. And this is the attitude that it's created in people, that we should look to the law when we're making decisions for our lives as opposed to looking within ourselves or asking an expert, for instance. So, going on here. There's more to this story about this young man, Brian Chidester, who killed himself. He wasn't just smoking salvia. He was also taking an acne medication, which has been linked to depression in adolescence.
Sure has.
But conveniently, his parents are blaming the death on the herb. Now, you don't think that would be because...
No, that's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
If I were a parent and my child had taken an acne...
Accutane? I think it's Accutane.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, too. Accutane, I wouldn't be blaming the herb. I would be blaming Accutane, and I would be bringing a lawsuit against that company.
But now here's the next part of the story. Kathy, his mom, says, quote, "We found a note that he wrote on the computer that said Salvia divinorum made him realize there was no point in being on Earth."
Okay.
Now, one thing's for sure.
Now, the kid gets to diagnose these things.
Now, one thing's for sure. When you have a psychedelic experience, when you take a drug like salvia or like LSD, you know, you're going to certainly make connections that you wouldn't normally make in your normal life. And it's certainly possible that a young man who is depressed by his acne medication, which again, this Accutane has been shown to cause depression, mm-hmm. a young man who's already depressed taking a psychedelic is going to make these sorts of connections on them. It's not Salvia's fault. You don't, if you have mental problems, if you have a mental illness, the last thing you need to be doing is taking psychedelic drugs. It doesn't mean that the drugs should be outlawed or that every individual should be prevented from taking them. Anyway, she also is saying she's pressing for a ban, saying he had a lot.
I'm not sure that I think it's a good idea for anybody to take psychedelics. Just, I mean, from what you had just said, your last sentence there, I'm not sure that I think it's a good idea that anybody do it. But I'm also pretty darn sure I don't want to lock anybody up for it, and I don't want to pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000
right.
a year to keep them locked up and to teach them how to commit other crimes with the convicts that with whom they're housed.
And so they can take drugs while they're in jail.
Yeah, but they can't keep the drugs out of jail.
If
how can we keep them from taking it outside of jail?
And if you can't get your favorite drug while you're in jail, you might just take whatever's available. So somebody who might have just been taking a psychedelic like salvia might get thrown in jail for 10 years and decide, hey, did you say the heroin was coming in today? You know what? I'm bored. I'll give that a try, too. because drugs are smuggled into jails quite often.
Oh, yeah.
800-259-9231. We'll explore this so-called deadly drug coming up. Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 100,000 posts, about 1,200 people interacting. Lots to see, lots to read and to interact with at bbs.freetalklive.com. It is free, of course, bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a plant. It's called Salvia divinorum, and it's a relative of the mint family. Related to sage plants as well, which are frequently enjoyed by gardeners. And this coming from StopTheDrugWar.org, apparently some states around the country have decided to start outlawing salvia, one of them spurred by a young man, a 17-year-old, who allegedly smoked some of the plant and killed himself later on. Not at that time. He killed himself just later because he was a depressed individual. He also happened to be on acne medication, which has also been found to lead to depression and even suicide in the teenagers that take it.
I've really got to say that I think that plants, not so dangerous as in comparison to drugs.
Well, plants can be deadly.
Oh, they absolutely can.
Okay.
You eat the wrong... No, look. How many people
say they're not dangerous.
How many people die from eating a plant
in America? Not many.
Versus people who die every single year from drugs prescribed to them by doctors.
Sure. Improperly prescribed prescription medication kills over 100,000 people.
Forget improperly prescribed. Regular, properly prescribed.
Okay.
Sure. It, drugs, dangerous.
Complications, absolutely.
Lots of it.
Well, Salvia is not deadly, as some overheated news accounts have stated. Neither is it a casual party drug. According to Daniel Siebert, a proprietor of the Sage Wisdom website, Salvia is not fun in the way that alcohol and, say, marijuana can be. If you try to party with Salvia, you're probably not going to have a very good experience. He says it's Salvia is a consciousness-changing herb that can be used in a vision quest or in a healing ritual. In the right setting, it makes it possible to see visions. It's an herb with a long tradition of sacred uses. We mentioned before, Indians in Mexico have known to use this in rituals for a long time. It's useful for deep meditation. It's best taken in a quiet, nearly dark room, either alone or with one or two good friends present. So the idea that this is something that a bunch of kids are going to get together and party with is just totally ludicrous. I mean, this is something that people do in their bedroom at nighttime with one other person there. It's kind of an individual introspective sort of a drug, not an outgoing thing at all. I've seen it used before. I've tried it myself. I've never gotten
Salvia?
Yes, I've never gotten the experiences that some people have, and like with many drugs, it's a variety of experiences. And if you go to Arowid.org, Erowid, that's where you can get some really good information on drugs. Again, not encouraging people to take drugs here on Free Talk Live, just giving you information on how you can learn more about this without just taking the news's word for it, for instance, or taking the DEA's word for it. So there are experiences from terror, just from abject terror from taking this drug, to totally glowing, wonderful psychedelic experiences. So they span the gamut. And really, it all has more to do with the individual in question than it does the drug. Because if one person can smoke Salvia and have a nightmarish, horrible experience, and this another person in that same room can smoke that same plant and have a wonderful experience, is it the plant? Or is it the person's interpretation of the experience? That's the question. 800-259-9231. If you've had experience with this and you want to share it with us, go ahead. But apparently, the Salvia craze is not sweeping the country. But I will tell you one thing that is for sure. As more states start passing laws against Salvia, you can darn well bet more people are going to try it out.
Right, because, I've never even heard of this stuff.
Right, before we talked about it tonight, you'd never heard of it, and you probably never heard of it listening to the show. But as your government starts saying, whoa! You can't do this. We need to outlaw this here plant. Let's pass some laws. Let's throw some people in jail and make examples out of them and show them that this is bad. Well, then that means this plant's going to get more news coverage.
Advertisement.
More people are going to talk about it. More kids are going to see the news stories and say, hey, I've heard of pot and everything, but what's this?
It's interesting that after drugs become illegal, their usage always goes up.
Yeah. So look, government, if you want to prevent kids from using Salvia and possibly hurting themselves, because again, it has the potential of putting you into what they call the shaman state. You are totally disconnected from reality. If you're in the room with another person, you may not even be aware that that person's there anymore.
Wow.
I mean, there are examples. I'm pulling this from Arrowhead. There's an example. Here's one guy. He says, immediately, wham, it felt like I had smashed through a crack in everything. This is incredibly difficult to explain. It was like I broke into this world that was our world, but more, just slightly out of vibration with what humans normally perceive. And he's not the only person that's described this sort of schism in the world. There have been other people that have experienced this as well, where literally a crack opens up and you can, you know, walk into it. I mean, just crazy psychedelic stuff. If you want people to stay away from this, stop talking about it. Stop passing laws. And it's very dangerous, because if you're in this world and there's not somebody there with you, and kids aren't smart, they don't know, they don't do the research, they don't go to Arrowhead, they don't realize what they're getting into, they just hear that it's cool, and then they go and they try it. They don't check it out first. If you don't check this out first, you may end up in a world of hurt. You might end up walking out into traffic. I mean, again, it's only a 5-minute long experience. It's not a 4-hour acid trip or anything like that. But it can be very intense and very dangerous as a result. But if we don't give people honest information about drugs, if all we tell them is no, don't do it, we're going to get what we've always gotten. The same thing when you tell kids not to do something, whether it's drink alcohol or smoke pot or whatever it is, they're going to do it.
Have sex. That's how people think that you can't get pregnant in your first time.
We've heard that before from kids. It's amazing. 1-800-259-9231. So, do you think that we should outlaw Salvia? Should we bring more attention to it, or should we just let it go and let individuals do their own experimenting on their own? As long as they're not hurting anybody, it's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. In return, well, we ask that you enjoy it. That's all. Spread the word. Tell some friends about the show. And if you want to, you can become an amplifier. We've got a little program we've created. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP. And you can become an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, why would somebody want to become an amplifier?
Because it helps Free Talk Live to get the message of liberty out to more people.
That's right. If you think this is an important show, if you think that more people in around the country should be able to listen to it, amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask is $3 a month, and in return, you get some perks. There's access to classic archives from way, way back. You'll get access to those, plus the amplifier-only call-in line and more. But the real purpose is to help spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world. And it's really working. I mean, it's making a big difference. The amplifier dollars are essentially our advertising budget. We're buying half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. We're getting internet advertising. We're drawing more new people to this show every single day, and therefore more new people hearing the message of freedom and liberty, which is just nowhere to be found on the airwaves. There are some people that call themselves libertarians on the radio, but they're really not, most of them. In fact, I don't know of any others that are really true libertarians, true principled libertarians.
Not national radio shows.
The only one that I knew of died off, old Harry Brown. He's now left us.
Mm.
So amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to make a difference, that's the way to do it. I just want to reiterate here, Mark, that Free Talk Live does not advocate that you go out and do drugs. I want to make it crystal clear that that's not what we're talking about. We're not getting on the air to promote salvia. I have no interest in you going out. In fact, I would recommend that you not smoke salvia, which we were talking about a moment ago. Is this drug that, you know, it's a psychedelic. It lasts only 5 to 10 minutes. But in that 5 to 10 minute window, if you're not there with somebody, you could do something deadly. You could. I was reading on Arrowhead an example of a guy that came to consciousness as he was about to roll out of his apartment window.
Ugh.
He might not even be alive today if he hadn't have come to consciousness at that time. So I don't want to make it sound like we're advocating this. We're not. But we're pointing out that these are real things that are out there, and people are really actually using them for, you know, introspective purposes, for whatever their purposes, for exploratory purposes. And the last thing we, as liberty-loving Americans, should want to do is to punish them by locking them in prison. To punish them by prohibiting this product. Because as we've seen with alcohol and all the other drugs out there, when you prohibit something, when the government puts a prohibition on something, all you get is more of it. You get more of it. You get people using it in more dangerous situations. You get crime connected with it. As of now, you just go to the store or go on the internet site and order yourself some salvia. But if it goes into the underworld, then you have to go and find a drug dealer. And if you're ordering from if you're buying from a drug dealer, he might try and sell you some heroin while you're at it. You wonder why marijuana is called a gateway drug. It's not because marijuana is a gateway drug. It's because when you buy marijuana, you're around other drug users and dealers who have other products to offer, and they'd really like you to get hooked on some of those other products as
sure.
well.
Sure. It's a lot more profitable, the whole cocaine heroin deal, as opposed to marijuana, and a lot more addictive.
When you're walking down the aisle at Walmart, picking something off the shelf and putting it in your cart, those other products aren't screaming out at you and telling you how great they are and that you should try them. You know, it's up to you to take a look at them if that's something that you're interested in. We just think individuals should be free to make choices, even bad ones. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We will see you on Monday night. And in the meantime, have a great weekend, everyone, and be safe.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.